Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 89 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, we'll be talking on the topic we started last week. We'll be discussing achieving exploits. We'll be going into part two. Again, my sincere apologies actually for not making the podcast yesterday. It was just a really tough day for me with a lot of things going on. So I'll make one today, and by the grace of God, I'll make episode 90 tomorrow, which will be the concluding part of our series. Although I will try to make sure that this does not go too long. If I have to go to a part four, I will go to a part four, right? So last week when we started, we talked about achieving exploits, right? And the anchor scripture we used was Daniel chapter 11, verse 32b, right? We said that those that know their God will be strong and they will do exploits. It's basically the back half of Daniel 11, verse 32. And last week, just again, as a quick recap, the last episode, we defined what achieving exploits is. I gave a few definitions of my own. I said that, you know, achieving exploits means breaking through something that is far beyond your capacity and capabilities, right? And then we said achieving exploits means getting results that are much better than people of comparable pedigree, right? And then we said achieving exploits means to succeed in an unusually tough environment. And then we said achieving exploits means to achieve what others have never achieved. Right. And again, we talked about all these things. I went into a little more detail in that podcast. So if you missed that podcast, I would encourage you to listen to it. It's just a very good lead into this podcast. OK, so now we're just going to go straight into, without mincing too many words, how do you achieve exploits? We're going to talk about two approaches in this podcast. At least I want to talk about them in some level of depth. Right. So the first thing is you just want to align yourself with God. That is just the truth. You want to align yourself with God. The thing is, why do you think we should align ourselves with God? The reason you align yourself with God is because He has much greater capacity than you do. Because if you think about it, many times you see some countries, they really want to try to join certain international organizations like NATO. NATO is a pretty common one, the North American Treaty Organization. You know, one of the reasons countries want to join NATO is because they know that by being in NATO, they get access to resources, right? They get access to very strong, very powerful allies. When a country is a non-NATO country, you can do whatever you want with said countries. But when a country is a member of NATO, you're not going to be messing with them, because when you mess with them, you're going to be messing with the other powerful allies that they have, right? So the thing is, you're only really as strong as the capacity that is backing you up. I mean, even in the world, if you, again, like when you see a criminal and the criminal is under the protection of a notable cartel, no one comes near that criminal because they know that, they can get in some really big trouble, right? So think about it. When you align yourself with God, you're literally aligning yourself with a person that has unlimited capacity, right? Unlimited capacity, right? So if you look at, for example, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, that says, again, I'm going to be paraphrasing here, Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's even this part of the Bible that says, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength, right? So when you align yourself with God, you're aligning yourself with a person that has much greater capacity than you, that can deliver you out of trouble, right? So the thing is, when God is the one that is backing you up, you become an overcomer. David understood this when he was going after Goliath, right? Goliath was telling him, am I a dog that you come before me? If you want to check out some more about this, look at the 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 43 to 47. 1 Samuel 17, 43 to 47, right? But, you know, David just said, you know, you're coming at me with sword and spear. Again, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, I come to you in the name of the living God. David was basically saying, Goliath, yes, you're coming with your great weapons of war, but you know what? I'm coming with God, and one with God is majority, right? So I'm going to be able to defeat you today. I'm going to cut off your head. It was literally telling him his future. I'm going to cut off your head, and then you're going to know that there is a God in Israel, right? So again, align yourself with God, right? David trusted in his God, and in the end, he got the victory. So that's one thing you can do to achieve exploits in life. Again, just align yourself with God. Those that know their God, right? You know God, you'll be strong, and you'll do exploits, right? Now, what is the second tool you can employ to achieve exploits? The second tool you can employ is wisdom. The second tool you can employ is wisdom, right? So what in the world is wisdom? Well, wisdom basically just means knowing the right thing to do in a given circumstance. That's wisdom, right? But we know that before you get to wisdom, there is a place for acquiring knowledge first, Right? You got to learn things first. And then you need to digest that knowledge you've acquired to gain understanding. And then after you've gained understanding, you need to apply that knowledge in the context of wisdom. Right? The thing is, there are many people that don't even know what to do with their lives. They don't even have the knowledge to start. Let me tell you something here. Ignorance is extremely expensive. Ignorance is extremely expensive. If you look at the book of Hosea chapter 4, H-O-S-E-A, Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, the first part, Hosea 4 verse 6a, right? He says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. In fact, there is a Bible translation that says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, right? So when you're ignorant, ignorance should not be an excuse. We live in an age where a lot of information is pretty widely accessible, right? So again, don't be destroyed because you don't have knowledge, right? The thing is, we live in an age where if you're really willing to do research, you can learn a lot that can move your life forward. But the thing is, after you've learned, you need to translate that knowledge from theory to something that's practical by applying it, right? If you look at the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, it says that wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing, right? So get wisdom, right? The thing is, strength is not everything. If you look at the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9, you know, by strength shall no man prevail, right? The thing is, it's not always strength that makes you succeed in life. Strength can help you, but it's not the end all be all of succeeding. There's this show I watch with my wife, you know, who I've made a podcast with on marriage, you know, called The Amazing Race. You know, more often than not, it's not the biggest muscle team that wins. It's the team that is smart that ends up winning, right? The thing is, you don't need very much in terms of resources to achieve great success in life. If you're a wise person, you can achieve great success in life with very little. That's why the Bible is able to say that though thy beginning was small, thy latter end shall greatly increase. With God's blessing and with you applying the wisdom of the word of God, even if you have a small beginning, you can have a pretty great ending. Look at Joseph when he was strolling into the land of Egypt. He was going in as a slave. He didn't go in with much. But when he was about to die, he was essentially the prime minister of the land of Egypt. How did that happen, right? God was his ally. God was backing him up. That was point number one we made. But in addition to that, he was just walking in wisdom, right? He was walking in wisdom like, you know, don't sleep with a married woman, right? That's wisdom. That's literally knowledge he must have acquired from the word of God. He knew that, you know what? I cannot do this wicked thing against God. And then he just practicalized what he knew by not sleeping with Potiphar's wife. He was always humble. It was always hardworking. These are all wise decisions people can take in life. And because he was walking in wisdom, he ultimately became successful, right? But on the flip side, it doesn't matter how much you have in life if there's no wisdom attached to it, right? You see people, they can win the lottery, earn millions, right, overnight, and then they still end up becoming paupers because they just have no wisdom. They lack wisdom, right? Or you see a person, they have very little, but they attach wisdom to it and they become very great. The thing is, when you add wisdom to an activity, achieving exploits in that activity becomes possible, right? Wisdom will show you where you should sow and achieve better returns and not lose your capital. Wisdom will show you how to build your own marriage. Let me tell you this. One of the ways you can achieve exploits in your marriage, for example, is just by having wisdom. Like literally, there's a part of the Bible that says you should dwell with your partner according to knowledge. Dwell with your partner according to knowledge. I'm telling you this. Whether you like it or not, when two people get married, it's two dissimilar people that are becoming one, right? For you to thrive through that marriage in spite of your differences, you need a lot of wisdom, right? Wisdom is the key to efficiently solving a wide variety of difficult problems. Let me tell you this. Solomon understood how important wisdom was. So when God asked him, oh, Solomon, what do you want? What was the first thing he did? He did not ask for wealth. He did not ask for riches. He did not ask for anything of that sort. He asked for wisdom because he knew that wisdom was the principal thing. He knew that wisdom will get him every other thing he wanted from life. And really, how do you gain wisdom? Spend time reading the Bible. The Bible is a book that is chock full of wisdom. Read the Bible. Ask God for it. The book of James says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask of God. He gives to all men liberally. He upbraideth not. He will give it to you. Ask him in faith. Believe that he will give you wisdom. And he will give you wisdom. Expose yourself to sound resources, right? Expose yourself to sound resources, right? Don't expose yourself to trash. If you expose yourself to good resources, there are many good YouTube videos, there are many good books, good educational materials that can give you wisdom, right? And again, as you learn those things, apply them. I'm telling you, reading is a great way to improve your life. There are many people that are very successful in life because they are voracious readers. They expose themselves to good data. So because they expose themselves to good data, to good resources, they can make very good decisions, right? Good data drives prudent decision making. So I think since we're over 10 minutes, I'm going to go ahead and pause here. Again, notice the first step I said you should take in achieving exploits is aligning yourself with God. The very first thing you need to do to align yourself with God is to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, Jesus Christ died for you on the cross to set you free. He died for you on the cross to give you a new life. He died for you on the cross to cleanse you of all your sins and to set you on the path to fulfilling divine destiny. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I am a sinner and I need your help. I need your forgiveness. I believe you died on the cross to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Give me a new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your spirit. Give me the grace to do your will and to walk in wisdom all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Father, I pray for those listening to this podcast. Give us the grace to align ourselves with you. Give us the grace to trust in you with all our hearts and not lean on our own understanding. Give us the grace to acknowledge you in everything we do. And please, Lord, make our path straight. And Lord, give us the grace to walk in wisdom. Show us that knowledge. Give us that understanding. Help us assign meaning to that thing you've taught us. And then give us the grace to obey and practicalize. And as we do so, Lord, in every area of our lives, in our homes, in our marriages, in our ministries, in our businesses, in our careers, in our churches, in our community, help us to achieve exploits. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So if you just said that prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you, find a Bible-believing church. First, find the Bible, right? Find the Bible. Find a translation you understand, the NIV, the NLT translation. I really love the NLT translation. Just read it and do what it says, right? Read it to gain knowledge. As you read it slowly. The Holy Spirit will reveal things to you. You will understand. Start obeying those things you've learned. The more you obey, the more you will understand, actually, right? As you obey those things, you are literally walking in wisdom. A good place to start is just start from the book of John. It'll tell you about the love of God. And then fellowship with other believers. Find a Bible-believing church. Notice I didn't say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. You know, seek community with other believers, right? Again, the Bible says iron sharpeneth iron. So find a Bible-believing church, a church that preaches the undiluted word of God, that does not try to change the word of God based on the times or the society they live in, right? They preach the undiluted word of God, right? Do what God's will says, seek community with other believers, and all will be well with you. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, we should be able to conclude the last part of our series on achieving exploits. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. Thank you.